Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Democrats had worried about it in the elections this week. Republicans had hoped for it, even expected it. The it was the Scott Brown effect. Many thought Republican Scott Brown's win in the U.S. Senate election in January signaled a political transformation in Massachusetts. But on Tuesday, Democrats swept the congressional elections and the statewide races for offices on Beacon Hill. So Brown is now in the crosshairs, as Democrats call his election a fluke. But Republicans are pushing back, saying Brown did inspire candidates and energize several close races. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has more.
Senator Scott Brown used his clout in Massachusetts to stump for Republican candidates, everyone from Charlie Baker for governor to Mary Connaughton for auditor. Here he is endorsing Jeff Perry early on in the campaign.
2 months ago, the people of Massachusetts' 10th congressional district sent a message to Washington by supporting me in my bid for the United States Senate. Now, you have another chance to shake up the status quo by electing Jeff Perry as your next United States representative.
But in the end, voters rejected Brown's suggestion to shake up the status quo. Every Republican candidate for Congress and those running for statewide office lost. The GOP did pick up seats in the House on Beacon Hill, but lost one in the Senate. Still, the chairman of the state's Republican Party, Jennifer Nassour, doesn't see the races as a total defeat.
The tremendous showing that we saw in those congressional races where these unknown people had really good races against entrenched Democrats showed the power of Scott Brown, the power of who he is, the power of the party, and that Massachusetts really isn't as blue as everyone would like to believe it is.
Brown's win also energized Republicans in other states. Many asked him to campaign for them in this election. But in an analysis of 13 races around the country where Brown stumped, only 5 of the candidates he supported won. And for some supporters who had felt the Scott Brown wave of optimism, the post-election fall is hard.
For me, I'm ready to move to Austin, Texas. I'm serious.
Republican Lenny Demers is from Douglas, the town that gave Brown one of his largest margins of victory in the state. This election, Demers volunteered for Republican Tom Wesley's campaign in the 2nd Congressional District. Wesley lost by 16% to 22-year incumbent Democrat Richard Neal. Demers was shocked.
I really thought Scott Brown's election, we would mirror that to some extent, not exactly, but to some extent, and we didn't. And as I was talking to my wife about it, I think the linchpin was many of us said, you know what, Scott Brown is Senator number 41. We can stop the health care bill.
So he believes without a motivating issue like health care, Republican candidates in Massachusetts didn't do well. Brown's upset win in January over Democrat Martha Coakley for the U.S. Senate set Republicans buzzing about a changing electorate in Massachusetts. But Coakley says her loss motivated the party.
I think all Democrats, including me, saw what happened in January. We vowed that it wouldn't happen again. We all got out to work.
So did Republicans, says Nassour of the GOP. The party fielded good candidates, she says, and that wouldn't have happened without Scott Brown as an inspiration.
We saw great candidates in John Golnick and Sean Bealot, for example, but they were never elected to office before. And so I think that this is a fantastic showing by the two of them in their races being 10, 12 points behind entrenched incumbents. And if you look at Jeff Perry's race, he was within 5 points of Bill Keating.
When you lose, you spin. When you win, you look at facts.
Michael Goldman is a Democratic strategist for Government Insight Group.
And the facts are this was the greatest year nationally for Republicans. And not one single Republican won. If you can't win in the greatest year of Republican victories nationwide, how are you going to win in 2 years when the Republicans are going to be on the defensive?
That's also when Senator Scott Brown is going to be up for re-election. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.